But sadly, across in Fermanagh is just one harrowing story after another in relation to the legacy of how children and young people were treated, obviously not only in Fermanagh, but generally in the very recent past. And Rodney Edwards, the deputy editor, has an incredible story on the front page of his paper this morning. Harrowing, heartbreaking story. And we'll bring it to you very, very shortly.
The U105 phone-in with Frank Mitchell. Sponsored by Solarian Belfast. Supporting SaveOurSunflower.com. Solarian, building a healthier future.
The Living Quarters Summer Sale is now on with up to 50% off selected items. We have a selection of upholstery by some of Europe's leading manufacturers. Ego Italiano, Mola, Soft Nord, Michael Tyler, Celebrity and Cintiq. Dining room furniture from Al Frank, Scovi, Rocco and Vida Living. Bedroom furniture from Italy and Germany. As well as pictures, rugs, mirrors and lamps with free province-wide delivery. Summer sale now on. Living Quarter, the House of Vickrin, Moira Road, Lisburn. Don't you miss it.
Oh, I'm mad about fabrics.
Curtain fabrics.
And we're mad about you.
Linens and velvets.
We want you to be happy.
Upholstery fabrics.
Everything that we do.
Tartans and tweeds.
And we're mad about service.
Organzas.
Price and quality too.
Craft fabrics.
Yes, we're mad about fabrics.
Knitting wools and lace.
And we're mad about you.
See the fantastic range of fabrics at Dargan Crescent, Belfast. Click madaboutfabrics.com.
And we're mad about you.
Ah, the Barbie. It's the sound of the summer. Cooking outdoors with the family. Makes you want to show off with your new gas barbecue. Worth it. Oh no, the rain is never far away. What about some cover? And now the sun's back out. What about some landscaping? You can get all this and more at CES Urban Quarry Outlet. Perfect for outdoor living, heating, seating, pergolas and sand pits. CES Urban Quarry Outlet, 163 Moneyray Road, Castlereagh, Belfast.
Our mega sale is now on at Benson's, so you can wake up at your best every day. Get up to 30% off all beds, mattresses and bedroom furniture, and free delivery available. Plus, buy now and pay nothing until 2020. Our mega sale ends Tuesday at Benson's. 0% APR, credit subject to status. Minimum spend and deposit applies.
Japan, home to some of the most vibrant urban jungles in the world, and birthplace of the Mazda 2. Now, if the Mazda 2 can effortlessly navigate Asia's megacities, we're confident its agile handling, high-grade interior and sky-active technology will excel on the busy streets of Newton Abbey. Mazda 2. Made in Japan. Driven everywhere. Now available with 4.1% APR representative and £2,250 Mazda deposit contribution. Search Bally Robert Mazda Malusk to find out more. Mazda. Drive together. Mazda personal contract purchase. T's and C's apply. Finance subject to status. 18s and over. Guarantee may be required. Mazda Financial Services.
How would you like to win a stay at one of Northern Ireland's premier hotels? Well, you can by voting in the 28th Northern Ireland Travel and Tourism Awards in association with Blue Insurance. We want your help in finding the Northern Ireland Travel Agent of the Year and the Visitor Attraction of the Year. Voting for your favourite could win you a stay in the Sneaved Honoured Resort and Spa or the George Best Hotel. Maybe Malmaison Belfast or the Galgorm Resort and Spa, or what about Lusty Beg Island? Voting forms are available in Northern Ireland Travel News, available through your local travel agent, or go to the competition page at nitravelnews.com. Closing date for voting, September the 2nd.
This is not just bread. This is a delicious M&S sliced loaf. Just one of our range that has been sliced from £1.15 to 65p. Enriched with vitamin D and fibre, it's great for packed lunches. This is not just value. This is M&S value. Subject to availability, excludes franchise stores.
Want to hire a forklift? Need a generator, digger, dumper, drill or gardening tools? Sort out all your summer DIY jobs and hire the tools you need. Call into U-Hire. You can hire it all at U-Hire. For large or small jobs, U-Hire has the plant and DIY tools you need. Visit U-Hire on the Jubilee Road, Newton Ards.
Good morning to you. I know a lot of the children are back at school, not all of them at present. And the next conversation will include reference to child abuse. I want to speak to Rodney Edwards, the deputy editor of the Impartial Reporter. Good morning, Rodney.
Morning, Frank.
Rodney, you've been a guest on the programme a number of times considering the investigative work that your paper has been doing. You've been investigating child sex abuse in what really is your own home county for the best part of 6 months. And This morning, we're reading the paper again, many pages within the paper, and this time two women have spoken to you claiming they were sexually abused by Orange men in Fermanagh decades ago, and they allege that it was covered up by the Orange Order. Give us the detail on that first of all, Rodney.
Yeah, well, this is a truly shocking story, and as you know, it follows very many heart-rending tales from Fermanagh this year. Almost 6 months ago, two women contacted me separately to claim they had been sexually abused by Orange men when they were children. For one of the women, she claims the abuse took place inside and outside an Orange hall in Fermanagh during band practice, parades and other Orange-related events. And she alleges that several Orange men witnessed what was going on and says she informed senior members of the lodge, but nothing was done. Another alleged victim claims she was told by an Orange man that she was opening a can of worms by speaking out because she was threatening the institution. She claims a senior member told her during a meeting in Enniskillen, and I quote, "Do you think the Orange Order will allow these men to be brought down in a child abuse case without them doing something about it?" Both women say senior figures were aware of the alleged abuse and claim certain individuals were being protected because of who they were. They claim there was a cover-up by the Orange Order.
Now, a father of one of the alleged victims, he has spoken to you. What had the dad to say?
Well, he resigned from the Orange Order when he became aware of the allegations over 20 years ago. He said he told members of his lodge what had allegedly gone on, and was later called to a meeting in Enniskillen where a panel of Orange men asked him why he had resigned. He said he repeated the allegations, but nothing was done about the men, who we understand are still members of the Orange Order.
And I'm just looking here at one of the headlines within the paper that goes beyond the Orange Order and says, "Methodist minister feared alerting authorities to abuse as it could affect work in the community." What's the link to the Methodist church in this?
Well, one of the alleged victims says she told a Methodist minister in Fermanagh that she had been abused not only by Orange men, but also a church official. Abuse, she says, took place on her way back from performing in a church in Fermanagh one Sunday morning. This man was a member of the Orange Order at the time as well. She claims the minister told her that the church could not alert the authorities as it would impact its work in the community, and instead sent her to a Christian therapist. She said she was horrified and felt let down again.
Yeah, she must feel like brokenhearted, as so many of these victims that we hear about do feel. That there's echoes there, the sending to the Christian therapist of how the Catholic Church dealt with some victims in the past as well. It just rings right an echo from stories that we've covered in the past, not only in Fermanagh but elsewhere. And you've contacted a variety of organisations regarding this. What have they had to say to you, Rodney?
Well, the Orange Order has described the allegations as serious. The Methodist Church of Ireland said it was not aware of any complaints. And the PFNI says the cases were previously reported, investigated and directed upon by the DPP and PPS. And they are currently investigating or reviewing the cases relating to these two alleged victims. However, one of those alleged victims tells me she's been waiting for 3 months for detectives reviewing her case to discuss it with her. And we know specialist detectives have been working around the clock on reviewing cases, even at weekends. I know as recently as yesterday, officers were telling victims here that they have upgraded this review to a major investigation and they've increased resources. And I know you've been talking to Arlene Foster, the local MLA of the area, just before me, and she's met with police. She obviously continues to have that communication with police and other politicians in the area too, such as Michelle Gildern of Sinn Féin, recently met with the police. And, you know, the PFNI continues to appeal to all victims of child abuse in Fermanagh or elsewhere to come forward and speak to them on 101. And there's also a dedicated email address that any victim of sex abuse, whether it's in Fermanagh or elsewhere, can use, and specially trained detectives will get back to them.
Yes, because the abusers won't necessarily have abused only in Fermanagh. They very possibly have destroyed the lives of other people as well. So do come forward. And I think, as I said to Arlene Foster, it's excellent investigative journalism and it's ongoing and people can benefit from it by first and foremost contacting the police, but telling their story and maybe adding to the pool of evidence that the police are trying to build. How difficult has this been for you, Rodney, because you've been listening to these people on such a regular basis who've been knocking your door or emailing you?
Well, it's certainly been challenging. There's been long hours, not much sleep. I have a very patient wife. But it is rewarding more than anything else. Rewarding in a sense because journalists, people like yourself, Frank, you know, have the ability not just to report news or talk to people or bring big stories to others, but you can ask tough questions and you can challenge authorities and you can really help people. And that's the bottom line. It's trying to help people. I live here. I work here. It is incredibly difficult story to cover. It's uncomfortable for everybody, but it's so important. And that's all that I want to do. And one thing that I haven't mentioned yet, and I really should, is the amount of support that's out there for victims of sex abuse. And again, said it before, if anybody's listening to this and they need help, then there are so many organisations out there right across Northern Ireland that can offer that service. And if you need help, just go and seek the help. That's the most important thing.
The people who are contacting you, and these young women who are making the allegations at the moment, or they're more mature women now, but they were making allegations about when they were very young. The attacks on them vary from the most serious, which is rape, through to sexual assault. And the type of sexual assault, and this is the reason that I've said to parents who may be listening to the programme with their children that some of this may not be suitable for children's ears. But what people were doing, according to these young women, at least one Orange Hall and maybe elsewhere, was beyond belief in terms of some sort of play-acting, horseplay game that they participated in. And it's in your paper today where older members of the Orange Order, males, were encouraging younger male members to run after young girls, catch them, remove their knickers, and hang them from the flagpole.
That's right. Yeah, that's one of a number of claims made today, and it's staggering. It's beyond belief that any child had to experience something like that, and that's, you know, incredibly alarming when you read claims like that.
It's sickening. It is absolutely sickening. And hopefully people who've been put through that ordeal or any other ordeal will come forward, and you will continue to cover it. And I've said this to you before, Rodney, and I know that there have been issues in Donegal as well with child sex abuse. There have been issues here locally in Belfast and at County Down. And I think when we stop to think, there are examples right across the country. But Fermanagh seems to have had just one problem after another. Do you think it's down to you giving that platform to people and them having the confidence to tell the story now that could be replicated across the country?
Yeah, I don't think this is unique to Fermanagh. Absolutely not. I think this is an issue right across Ireland, north and south. And, you know, it's so easy to criticise the police. It is incredibly easy. And to be honest, there have been so many cases throughout all of this over the past 6 months where you have to question some of the decisions that were made were not made by the police in the past. However, it must be an incredibly difficult job for them to wade through all of this, to speak to so many witnesses as well as alleged victims. And I do know they are beavering away in the background trying to do all that. And do you know something? They likely will need more support. I am told that, as I said earlier, as of yesterday, they were telling victims that they have increased resources. And, you know, you have to think as well about the state of this country, the fact that we don't have a functioning government right now, the fact that we don't have a Stormont where issues like this should be discussed. There should be, you know, people have been saying here, local folks have been saying in this area, there should be inquiries set up. There should be all means of inquiries, from looking at the behaviour of the education authority, behaviour of health trust, the behaviour of police. There's everything here that would need examined. But you can only do that if you have something like a functioning government where these decisions can be made. And I do think the police need even more resources and they need assistance. I am really humbled by the response and the reaction. I'm glad that people feel confident to come and talk to us. And I do believe that this is not unique to Fermanagh. And as I've said to you before, Frank, it is a conversation that we all need to have, not just down here in the Lakelands, but everywhere else, right across this country, north and south.
And as we've said before, shame on those who covered it up to protect the image or the brand of whether it be a church, an organisation, a sporting group, a broadcasting outlet or whatever. The covering up attitude of our forefathers, absolutely shameful. Continued success with the investigations, Rodney, and anytime you want to highlight them, feel free to come on the programme. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you, Frank.
That's Rodney Edwards from The Impartial Reporter. And if you can't pick up a copy of The Impartial Reporter in the shop where you are at this present moment in time, you can go to The Impartial Reporter's website. This is the U105 phone-in. Good morning to you. 90-333-105. 077-66-105-105.